Thank you for joining me today. I'm really glad that you're here, for God is. And I don't know what kind of a day you've been having. I don't know what kind of a week that you have been having. But for me, today has been a challenge to come and to speak with you because there's a construction site that's outside my window. And they're doing a lot of work out there. It's actually fascinating to watch, but it is not fascinating to listen to. Most days, the sound is very manageable, but today, they're doing some new kind of drilling, and the sound is just climbing up the side of my building and just coming through the closed windows. And so I trust that you are not hearing what I'm hearing, but I've really struggled to find a place where I could speak with you quietly, and it's really bothering me a lot. So it's just one of those days, you know? I do recognize in saying this to you that there are many of you with much bigger problems than this, and I have issues in my own life that I'm dealing with that are bigger, of course, in nature and more serious in nature as well. But I'm just being honest with you on a Friday, and I trust that you will not hear what I am hearing, this incessant drilling. It is Friday, and so hopefully you and I both can get some peace and quiet this weekend. This week, we are concluding our study of Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, and soon we'll be moving on to Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, of course. Verse 17 follows verse 16, obviously. Let me read both verses for us today as we begin. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." You'll want to have verse 17 on your mind as we walk into it, but as we do, please do not forget verse 16. They go together and form the very theme of the entire book of Romans. These verses are the gospel of God. Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. And for the last few days, I focused us on this: salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And I dealt first with the question, who is Greek? Now, here's an easy way to remember what the Apostle Paul means by Greek. He means all Gentile people. And Gentiles are non-Jews. So that right now, everyone listening to me who is not Jewish is a Gentile. So we could read Romans 1, verse 16 as, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentiles. The reason Paul chose the word Greek here is because of the prevalent influence of the Greek culture among the non-Jews of his day. With Greek philosophy, Greek language, and also Greek education driving the society, and in particular the high society types. The educated, for example, the ones who thought of themselves as too smart for the gospel. Paul then uses the term Greek. He does not mean Greek people from the nation of Greece only. He means Greek as in all Gentile people, and the Gentiles are non-Jews, hence the distinction in his letter. And Paul really cares about the Gentiles, as we shall see. In fact, he is known as the Apostle to the Gentiles. In Romans chapter 11 and verse 13, he says this, "I am an apostle of Gentiles." That's Romans 11 verse 13. God has great plans for Paul among people who are not Jewish, even though Paul himself was a Jew. This gospel of salvation goes to the Greek, and all Greeks, Gentiles, who receive and believe the gospel will be saved. But Paul has set up the second half of verse 16 chronologically. So he starts to the Jew first, and then he adds also to the Greek. And I've taken them in the reverse order. I've told you who the Greek is, and then I've told you who the Jews are. When we came to the meaning of the Jew first, I had four insights for you as to why Paul puts the Jew first in his chronological order. He doesn't put the Jew first because God loves Jews more, or because Jews need salvation more than Gentiles. No. So then why does Paul put the Jew first? Here are my reasons. First, the Jewish people are God's chosen people. This is what the Bible's Old Testament demonstrates. But God did not choose the Jewish people because of favoritism, or because he loved the Jews more, or even because God thought the Jews would obey him. No, God chose the Jewish people to be God's witnesses in the world. God set apart a people for himself so that through those people, God could draw all of the people of the world into right relationship with him. The Israelites were to be a witnessing community. They were to witness to the other nations, that is, the Gentile nations around them, of the salvation of God. And my second reason for the Jew first was this. Jesus demonstrates that salvation comes from the Jews. We cannot argue against Jesus. So the Apostle Paul is following the teaching of his master, Jesus. And in John chapter 4 and verse 22, Jesus says, salvation is from the Jews. Third, Jesus commanded that the gospel be given to the Jew first. And we spend time in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Let me read that for you again today. This is a really important scripture for you to know. It's a key verse in the entire Bible, actually. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. That's Acts 1, 8. The gospel began to be preached to the predominantly Jewish areas and then went out from there to the Gentiles, even to the remotest part of the earth. God is a God of order, and that is how the gospel spreads. It spreads in an orderly and sequential way. And then I gave you my fourth insight into why the Apostle Paul writes the Jew first in Romans 1 and verse 16. He does so because he wants to affirm that the Jews need the gospel as much as the Gentiles need the gospel. The Jews need the gospel as much as the Gentiles need the gospel. Now, the Jews did not think they did, and so Paul writes to correct them. Paul writes to his own people, Jew to Jew, to affirm in them, in strong terms, this is the gospel, and you must believe in Jesus Christ to be saved. Salvation is by God's grace alone, through our faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. This is the only way to be saved for all people, for the Jew and the Greek. Okay, I think we got it. Now, the details of all of that, in case you missed it or want to listen again, are all on the WEZ website under the link podcast. Just go online to www.590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com and click podcast. You can listen to every episode of God Is for free. And if you have any questions about this, just email me, mark@markaswallow.com. Let me spell that for you. It's Mark, M-A-R-K, at markaswallow.com, and I will offer you my assistance on how to find God Is on the WEZE website. It will be my pleasure to point you to the right place. And when you come back next week, we're going to continue along in our ongoing study in the book of Romans, as we continue to learn together who God is. But for this afternoon, I wonder if you would bow with me in prayer, and if you're a person of prayer, would you please join me in prayer? Lord Jesus, I want to thank you so much for our time together this week here on God Is, and I want to thank you for your word to our minds and to our hearts. The Bible speaks to our minds, and the Bible speaks to our hearts. And we are grateful that you communicate your word to us and all of the emotions that we feel and experience, express, and go through. But also, your word is there to govern our minds. And Lord, I just pray that we would understand that this gospel is for all people. I pray for everyone who's listening to me. I pray for those who understand this gospel as being for them, and so they have put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, as have I. I thank you for them, and I pray that we as Christ followers would now understand that it is our responsibility to take this good news of the gospel and share it with everyone that we know and with everyone that we meet. And I pray that this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, we will do that. We will be bold and courageous to obey your commands and share this gospel with everyone, with every Jewish person we meet and with every Gentile person we meet. Please give us the courage to do so. I pray for the people within the sound of my voice who are not Christ followers. I pray for Jewish people who are listening to me. I pray that they would acknowledge that you are the one true and only Messiah, and that they will believe in you, and that you will save them from their sins. I pray for Gentiles listening to me who do not yet trust Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and Master of their lives. Lord, I pray all the time for people who listen to me who do not know you, and I pray especially for them this afternoon. And Lord, I asked that you will convict them of their sin, that you will reveal yourself to them in such a way that they will not be able to deny that you are God, and that they will humble themselves, and that they will repent of their sin and turn to follow you. Lord, I pray that I would receive many emails tonight, tomorrow, this weekend, from people who would say, Mark, I want to believe in Jesus, and I want to follow him as master of my life, just as you do. Help me to know Jesus more. Lord, I pray these things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, I sincerely mean what I've prayed for you. This broadcast is all about helping you to know who God is. And one of the things that we see very clearly in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, and we'll see it again as we continue next week in Romans 1 and verse 17, is that God loves you, that God loves all people, and that God has sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for our sins, to take our sins away, so that if we believe in him, if we believe in him by faith, if we accept God's grace alone, and if we put our faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, then we will be saved from our sin. Our sin will be taken away from us, and it will be forgotten by God, and we will live a transformed and renewed life, a life that is full of true joy and genuine peace with God and genuine peace with others. This is what Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 are all about, and I look forward to teaching the remainder of this to you. In the meantime, I trust that you'll have a great weekend and that you will write to me and express your need for Christ and your desire to put your faith in him. And then that you will come along and join me on Monday with hopefully no more drilling, for God is...